It is the 2nd of April, a Thursday. Glad to have you along. And we welcome into our studios a couple ladies that are instrumental about a new group starting up here in North Platte. Welcome to the show, Daylene Skates. How are you doing today, Daylene?
I'm fantastic. It's raining, so I'm fantastic. What a great day.
It looks like it's finally drying up. It's going to dry up, but I every drop we got was welcome, and
yes.
Came from Ogallala this morning. It rained pretty good both yesterday afternoon and overnight
and
this morning, too. So even took a little walk out and enjoyed it.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it was very, very nice. My wife and I did our usual early morning walk before I headed over here and didn't let the rain deter me at all because it was just sprinkling. It was just light and no wind at all. And
you're not so sweet you're going to melt, Corey.
No, I don't think so. Don't think so. The other gal in with Daylene is Jennifer Caudillo. And Jennifer, welcome in. Yeah, and
glad
good
to be here.
Good to have you along. Another first timer on the radio, so
yes,
yeah. The gal that was in yesterday said, "Well, it wasn't on my bucket list." Well, I said, "Well, you can check it off anyway."
I'll make one.
Yeah, exactly.
Add it to your bucket list,
right.
There, or make one. So, well, I got that out of the way. Don't have to do that again. But we're glad to have you gals with us. The North Platte Aging Coalition. Kind of want to give a little background on how this came together.
Mm-hmm.
So, Daylene, you want to start us
off? So, I was invited to attend the Kearney Aging Coalition back in February by a friend who attends that on the regular. And so I went there just to see what it was. And it was such an amazing coming together of people that work in the aging industry. I was really inspired. And I said, man, we can do this in North Platte. We can bring this group together. We can talk about our challenges and our issues and new staff and, you know, events and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to my friend Jennifer, and turns out she was thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, let's join forces. And I just went out and talked to people in the industry and said, what do you think? And people were like, yeah, let's do this. Let's pull it together. So we had our first meeting. March 24th, it's the fourth Tuesday of every month, and we ended up having 31 people there.
Okay.
It was a great turnout. Didn't you think, Jennifer?
I did. It was a great turnout, and I will also say I traveled to Kearney to go to the Aging Coalition there as well. There's one in Hastings, but the farther west you get, there just wasn't anything available for. I think that the biggest thing for us was making sure that we knew what the resources were in North Platte so that we could better help our clients, better help the community.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of people that were at that first meeting, as well as the diversity, was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I would admit there were people there that I didn't even think about inviting.
Yeah.
That found out about it and just came on a whim.
Yeah. So a question that comes to mind, we're all aging, but what's kind of your target as far as age group that you're trying to reach here with this group?
Well, I work for Home Instead,
mm-hmm.
and Jennifer works for Care Tech. And so the population that we serve are those that are intending on aging in their own home. You know, people that don't want to go to the nursing home, that don't have probably a necessity to go to assisted living or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of the people that we're looking at. We work very closely with the case managers at the hospital, the social
area
services
agency on aging.
Yes, which we call AAA because it's way easier to
say. A little quicker.
And so we're looking at the older population in North Platte, and as you know, we're a retirement community. We're all aging, as you mentioned.
Yep.
And so let's
65 plus.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of.
We really are trying to help people age in place.
Right.
So if there's a disability or some kind of medical issue that has come up, we want to help them remain in their home, age in place so they don't have to move anywhere until it's absolutely necessary.
Right.
And it really helps them, sets them up for success. We're talking quality of life by being able to stay in your home. But we also help veterans. And so there are numerous programs and different things that we can help veterans stay in their home. You know, we work with several different programs through the state. So really, we can help or provide resources to just about anyone who is looking at remaining in their home.
Okay. So that's kind of who you want to serve and kind of where you're targeting this group. Visiting with Daylene Skates and Jennifer Caudillo with the North Platte Aging Coalition. And I highlighted a line in the release that you sent me, Daylene, yesterday. You said the idea of the coalition is to share information about what is going on in the aging community, and you've kind of narrowed that down a little bit on the scope of that. So you want to connect them. I mean, if you can't, your main function you see as connecting them with other people, basically, that are like-minded, want to get together, social events, things of that, or if they have need, like you mentioned, veterans, organizations that can serve them. Their specific needs, right?
Correct, yes.
That's the big thing. Getting together, sharing a lot between people that are in this situation, too, challenges, solutions, successes, and then what can you learn from things that don't go as you had planned, right?
Exactly. I mean, we had the director of the Parkinson's support group there. We had the librarian there talking about the programs that they do for an aging community. We had Dana and Becky in from the who are serving the doing the Golden Games this year, talking about that event. We had someone from Extension talking about the programs that the University Extension does. So it was an incredibly diverse group, and we got together for a little lunch, a little intro, a little discussion, and it went very well. We were very, very excited about it.
I think you said you had, what, 31 people
for
your
first
meeting?
Yeah, we did.
That's pretty good because you probably weren't able to get it splattered all over the various advertising.
It was just word of mouth. And we do have a Facebook page, and that we did promote it on there a little bit.
I did look at that yesterday. It's you have to sign up for it. It's kind of a private one.
Yes.
Meaning no, I mean, as far as chats and all that, you won't be able to see that.
Right. And we if you're interested in more information, you can send us an email, NorthPlatteAgingCoalition@gmail.com. We'll get you on the mailing list if you want to attend so that you get the information about when and where the next one is. That was another really fun thing that happened is one of the attendees approached Jennifer and said, can we host it at our location next time? And we'll provide the lunch. And so this is a real, this, it really
it's
happened.
Community.
Yeah, it's community, and it really happened pretty organically.
Right.
And everybody's really excited about it. It was fun.
Do you find that the older population then just doesn't have either the time or the desire or motivation to go online and find these different things that might help them in their situation?
Well, I think it's
I think sometimes you don't know until you need to know. And at that point,
you don't even think about it until a situation arises that forces you to think about it, right?
And at that point, you're looking for help. What do I need to do? How do I do it? How do I pay for it? What other resources
are
there?
Then you're really stressed, right?
Right. So that's where we, companies like CareTech and Home Instead come in. Walk hand in hand with our clients and help them navigate all of those next steps when they have some kind of tragedy or medical issue or something come up. We walk hand in hand and we help them navigate.
So that seems to be the big goal of this is forming a coalition and then having like partners. Do you consider them partners you want of
partners.
Other organizations and nonprofits that are going to help them be independent, stay independent,
for
not
as
have
long
to go
possible.
To assisted living or nursing home?
And that was just, and that's really just making sure that everybody who does this kind of work has those resources and understands where they're at. You know, we're all very concentrated on the work that we do, but to really serve our clientele, we have to know what other resources are out there. And same thing with the other people that attended. So it was, I just keep going on and on about how great it was, but it was really great.
It was really great. It was an hour event. We do it over lunch. We eat, we share, we talk, but people really hung around and visited and talked with one another, making connections. It was great. It was a great event.
I think that's one of the, probably one of the benefits of starting something like this too, because you get, you know, people that normally would not get together are coming, you know, maybe for little different reasons, but they're interested, obviously, in what you have to offer. So then you can make connections with other people that are, you know, probably thinking a lot of the same thoughts that you have, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe worried about some of the same things that you're worried about, too.
Exactly.
So you can kind of network and kind of form your own network and kind of have an extra friend group there that you didn't have before, right?
Exactly.
I think it really shows the heart of our community. Some of the people there are competitors in the grand scheme of things. But coming together to truly serve the people that we work with shows the heart of so many agencies and organizations, just coming together to gather all of those resources and support one another.
Anything else that you ladies would like to share this morning, either about the Aging Coalition or anything, to a message to people that might be interested and want more information?
Just if you're in this industry, if you're in this culture that we serve, reach out to us, attend our next meeting, bring your business cards, share your information. Don't be afraid to speak up in this group, because we're all friends and we're there for the same reason. And onward and upward. We're going to keep growing and going.
We would love to have anybody who wants to learn more or be a part of what we're trying to do for North Platte and surrounding area.
Seems like a great thing. And, you know, there's organizations out there, but sometimes it's really, you need kind of a coalition like you formed, a group that can point people. I know Families First Partnership kind of does the same sort of thing, too. And they kind of network with other ones. And they're kind of like an overall place that people can go to and know that they're going to get directed to the best place that's going to help meet their needs or help navigate through the system the way they need.
So exactly.
It looks like you're kind of looking to do the same thing with aging agencies,
I think that's right.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just stating it because I want to make sure my thoughts are on line with what you're thinking.
You're right on track. And it's a great reason to get together and have lunch with your friends, too.
Right.
Now, you said you're meeting on the fourth Tuesday?
Fourth Tuesday.
Okay. And the reason I ask is because you must have had Friday on your mind when you...
Oh,
he sent me the email. He said for Friday, and I thought,
no. Nope.
Okay, and you said for Tuesday, and I bet you she just meant to type Tuesday, and Friday came out.
Maybe I was anxious to get to the end of the week.
Yeah, we're all waiting for Friday.
Happens to all of us. Yeah, we were looking forward to Good Friday and Easter weekend, right?
Yes. Sorry about that. Yes, it is the fourth Tuesday of every month.
Tuesday, and again, repeat your Facebook page and website that people can go to. Or a phone number if you have
a phone
number.
And we don't have a website, just the Facebook page.
Just Facebook.
And that is
the North Platte
Aging Coalition. It's not NP Coalition, right?
No.
Okay.
If they North Platte Aging Coalition, they can find the Facebook site. That's how I did it, yeah.
Yeah. You're very clever,
Corey. Hey, oh, gosh. Wow. That's what I do with most everything. It's a Google search, you know.
Just start stumbling around looking for it. Yeah.
Usually that produces the results you need. Too many, in fact, you know. I just want one thing here, and you're bringing up a million, but that's the way it goes. So just go to their Facebook page, some information there. Do you have any numbers or an office that people can call?
They can call 308-520-1026 or
308-562-5543.
Okay. And that'll get either myself, okay. Daylene, or Jen, and we can give you all the details.
Okay.
And get you pointed in the right direction.
The other thing came to mind, are you seeking to form a nonprofit and get nonprofit status on your group then, or haven't thought about it yet?
No, we're pretty new. We want to see what happens. We just want to
see if it catches on and becomes a thing.
And we just, at this point, what we really want is for people to get the information that they need, be able to find the resources that they're looking for, and be able to get that information out there and better serve their clients.
Well, it says something because you both work for different groups that I'm guessing Home Instead and CareTech are both for-profit businesses, right. Basically.
We do the same thing.
We're so in-home care providers.
You work for two separate companies, right?
Yes. Correct. Yes.
And you both had it. This is a heart thing that you felt like this was going to be something that benefits the community.
Yeah. Right. And there's nobody better to work with than Jen.
And your competitor. And in a way, you're competitors. So
we are competitors.
That says a lot.
But also, Corey, if someone calls the CareTech office and they're not able to provide the services that client looks for, she has no problem calling Home Instead and saying, Daylene, can you take care of this person? And I do the same for her. The goal is to make sure that we're getting the services to the people that need it.
That's great. And attitude rather than saying, nope, we can't help you.
No, there's no.
You're on your own.
Not at all.
No. Good luck finding somebody to help
you. It would be hard to be in this business and not have the compassion that you need to be able to take care of them.
To serve our clients. Right?
Well, ladies, thanks so much for coming in. We've been speaking with Daylene Skates, Home Instead. If you want to know how to spell her name, it's just Darlene without the R. Daylene.
That's right. Yes.
That's how I'm going to remember it. It's that Darlene without the R. Daylene. And thanks, Jennifer Caudillo.
Thank you for letting us come in. We're really appreciative.